Praise the Lord. Beloved of God, you're welcome to another episode of our devotional. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Daddy, we bless you, we worship you, we honor you. You are the first, you are the best. All in all is you, Daddy. Daddy, we thank you so much for such a wonderful day as this. We bless you because you have been there for us. In our faithfulness, you stood faithful. Thank you so much, Daddy. I used to tell you, say, a day is coming when all this will go away and it'll be you lighting up that new Jerusalem where peace and love and joy will be the string of the day, as there is no night there. I'm happy for you. I'm looking forward to that day, that our joy, the manifestation of your purity, your love, your face will be seen by each and every one of the victors that made it into your eternal rest. It's not long anymore. And we are happy. The bride says, come, Lord Jesus. Please, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise thee, the Lord. Beloved of God, you're welcome. It's been a while. This time around, I've gone for so long. This was not the promise I made to God. This is not the promise I made to you. I've gone for so long. Before, when I will have nudges to come in and drop a session, it'll be so strong. It'll be like as if the Spirit of the Lord is physically shaking me, and I will scamper for my phone and look for a corner that I can drop something. But these days, it just comes like a wind. Like a wind blowing by, you know. Comes like a wind blowing by. And then, simple, with a smooth voice, it'll just tell me, Daniel, you were supposed to drop an episode today. And I'll be like, oh. That guilt thing will come. And then, something else will come and snatch that word from me. And I'll forget. And I will not do it. And I've been procrastinating for quite some time. But I pray that with this, I will be able to come back again, because I miss the sheepfold. Out here in Ondo State, I mean, the riverine area is called Ilaje in Ondo State, Nigeria. It's riverine, it's water. And out here, we've been doing some groundwork evangelism, and I've been doing some groundwork warning. But of late, I've not been doing much. I had a fallback on YouTube that I will bombard comment sessions of different videos, more so African content, because down here in Africa, the population of people that have not been marked are far higher than what is obtainable in the developed climes. So I was directed to bombard African content. So I'll move into their comment sessions and I will drop warnings. Don't take this. Put your house in order. There's no more time. There's no more time for those big plans of yours, those long-term goals of yours, those middle-term goals of yours. Now you make plans by the day. Behold, he comes. So I do that as a fallback, because my senior colleague had traveled for quite some time now. So I can't really move out on my own. I thank God for the public address systems that we use to go out and then we sound, or if we evangelize to these people. But when we want to do the warning, we try to keep it on an interpersonal basis. We don't want to loud it out because of one or two things, which of course I try to understand, you know. So But I still, the thing is, I'm not, it's not sweeting me. I want to be able to pick up a public address system and scream, do not get the C-19 vaccine. Watch out, because they're using food. They're using everything to make sure that they want to penetrate the genetics of a man. But it will not mix well. It will not mix well. Daniel 2:43. It will not mix well. I don't know how, but what I know is that I have fallen from who I used to be. I used to look at people and immediately my heart will be moved towards them to rush to them and lay a warning to them. But of late, that has not been who I am. I've blended back into the world. Yesterday, we had a program and I was just calling on God. I was just pleading with God. God, please have mercy on me. Take me back to that place that I was when everything made a whole lot of sense to me. Take me back to that place, because where I am now, I don't even understand who I am anymore. So I was calling on God, pleading with Him for the transformation to be real, because I don't like where I am right now. So going back to what I was saying, so we are on ground doing on ground evangelism, moving into the bushes, because I am in the middle of the bush. That's just the truth. Development here is really low. And it's good for me, because this is where you see the people that you talk to them and they'll listen to you. We kept having visions of seeing ourselves with children. But I'm saying that, okay, it might not be like children as per children, but this might be babes in the world. Because it is babes in the world that will believe you and accept you for the message that you carry. People that are already, you know, matured in the world, they will say, no. That is not the sequence of things. It's supposed to be after the rapture, then the beast system will be initiated and things like that. So it's babes that will accept you and be cautious and willing and be willing to pay whatever price it is, if it comes out like that, to make sure that they keep their God-given image intact. So it's good. What we're doing here is good. But I find myself that I'm not doing enough. And we need prayers. I need prayers. So in the YouTube comment section that I fell back on and I found some sukkah, was that YouTube kept bringing down those channels. I don't know if it's the work of, what do we call them now? Discord moderators. I don't know what they call them. I really don't know. I don't know. But what's happening is that I just found out that the comments that I dropped kept being taken down. My original channel was even, you know, was even blocked by YouTube. Not even blocked. It was like terminated by YouTube. So I had to open subsequent channels. But I realized that when I drop comments, those comments don't fly. So how I feel doesn't matter, but I know that I'm in the wrong. I was in the wrong. And I want to get back to where I was, if not better than where I was. Because every second that passes by, me doing 8 minutes into this podcast means that we are 8 minutes closer to the coming of the Lord, to the return of our Savior and the King. And for us who have not been stained by the mark of the beast, I pray that we continue watching. I pray that we don't go back into the activity. We don't say, because don't forget that one of the antics of the enemy is that he was going to wear out the saints. I'm just praying that we don't go back into the things. We don't go back into those plans, those goals, those things that we wanted, those things that made so much sense to us before 2020. I'm just praying that we keep our focus, because God has been good to us. When I now look back at the things that I used to look into in my life and complain about, it's now that I realize that this was love. When I was in the world, there was a song that said, "Pain is love." I now understand that the pain I was going through was actually the love of God manifesting in my life. I didn't know, to keep me for Himself, so that we will manifest with Him when He comes. And ho, behold, He comes. May God help us. May God strengthen us in whatever we are doing for the purpose of the kingdom. May He keep us. May He bring back that fire into our heels so that we can keep running for Him. I'm so delighted. I'm so happy. Blessed be His holy name. He's been good to me. That's why I want to do this little piece for Him. Thank you, Jesus. You are over nice and good, 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 good. You are good, 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 good. Over nice and good, 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 good. Over nice and good to me. You are over nice and good, 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 good. You are good, 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 good. Over nice and good, 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 good. Over nice and good to me. Yes, Lord, you were over nice and you were good. Only you are perfect. Thank you so much, Daddy. Because I know that you will hold our hand and you will lead us into your perfection. Blessed be you forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be the Lord. Beloved of God, I'm happy to see you today. I'm happy to be with you today. And I believe, God, that tomorrow we are going to share the same space together. We will together lift our voices and worship God and praise God and keep our eyes wide open while we look up and expect the return of the King. Blessed be God forevermore. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be the Lord.